Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.335, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Everybody, and I mean everybody, has heard about the Tyre Nichols case out of Memphis, Tennessee. Most of the folks I know have taken the time to watch the videos. They're horrifying. They're absolutely horrifying. What's behind this? A lot of people. Oh, it's all about racism. These black police officers were racist towards this black victim. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Question that I have, and the question that has been addressed so brilliantly, as per usual, in the New York Post by retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Jimmy Galliano is, hiring standards. Were these officers hired as a result of lower standards? Happy to say that Jimmy is taking some time to join us today, talk a little bit about this piece in today's New York Post, or yesterday's New York Post. And by the way, I've got it up online on my social media channels, so if you missed it, you have the opportunity to see it. Jimmy, good afternoon, sir.
Jeffrey, good to join you. And if you ever call me brilliant again, then I'm going to know you're not being serious. Let's not get carried away there. I graduated bottom of my West Point class, and trust me, I barely graduated is all I'm going to say.
Oh, I don't believe that. Well, listen, regardless of GPA or which dean's list you actually made, the fact of the matter is that this piece in the New York Post, Jimmy, is, I think, it's just spot on. And let's start just with your gut check reaction, watching the videos, and then take it from there, if that's okay.
Absolutely, Jeff. Nauseating. Sickening. I think that I had the same visceral reaction, which I believe you had as well when we corresponded on this, that we had when we watched the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin murder, because it was a case of murder in Minneapolis back on Memorial Day in 2020. Same kind of take on this. Now, you know, there's a lot of different angles you can go to on this, Jeff. You can go to training. You can go to lack of supervision. Some of the kooks, and I'm going to use that word liberally, kooks, will go to institutional white supremacist racism, where you have four black officers here, four African Americans, and they basically, and again, I'm not a coroner, I'm not a medical examiner, but they basically beat to death an unarmed African American male. Now, I hear a lot of things through channels about, you know, prior connections between one of the officers and Tyre Nichols. I don't know if any of that is true. I know that's all being vetted right now. Here's what I do know. In August of 2020, the city of Memphis, which, you know, there was a period of time where, you know, New York City, Washington, D.C., Detroit were the most violent cities per capita in the entire nation. And I believe last year, Memphis was right up there at the top, if not at the top. Memphis, Tennessee. Now, having said that, the demonization of police officers comes at a cost because people do not want to join a police department where they're going to get paid a pittance, put themselves in a position where they might have to put their lives on the line and then be scrutinized, demonized, screamed at, called names. It's made recruiting and retention so damn difficult. So, Jeff, what is the reflexive response to that? Departments are lowering standards. Now, you know how this all began, right? Back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, they called it quotas. Mm-hmm. Then it became racial preferences. And then when I was a kid and you were a kid, it was affirmative action. And look, I understand those things were all rooted in good intention. However, we've now gotten to diversity, and now it's moved into diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, what does that mean? What that means is equality is out the window now, because equality basically says everyone should have equal opportunity, and we can all agree to that. Yes. Equity, which is what is demanded now, says equal outcomes. Well, how does that work? Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, the Memphis Police Department now, you don't need an associate's degree to be a cop. You don't need, I think, 54 credit hours. They reduced it down to 20 and change. You can promise them you'll get an associate's within 5 years. Just have a couple years of work experience. Now, does having a college degree mean that you're going to be a good cop? No. But what it does is it provides you a little bit more time for life experiences, maturity, discernment, judgment, reasoning, the things that you want cops to have. Well, guess what Memphis and many big city police departments have done? They waived all those things. The other thing they waived, Jeff, which is absolutely makes me apoplectic, you can get a waiver if you have a felony conviction. I didn't say a felony indictment. I didn't say you were charged with a felony. I said a felony conviction. Now, I don't know the background of all these officers. I've done a little bit of digging into it and research. I know some of this stuff's on the internet. But, yeah. Jeff, I go back to my time in the FBI. I applied to the FBI in 1989. I was a dopey, you know, U.S. Army Airborne Ranger in the 10th Mountain Division. I wanted to be an FBI agent. I applied through the process. There was no internet at the time. Everything was done writing letters back and forth to an applicant coordinator. What I found out years later was that as a white male, I had to score 34 on a test that maxed out at 45. I scored 35 or 33.5, something like that. What I didn't realize until later when it was exposed was at the time the FBI had a quota system. So if you were a white male, you had to score 34. If you were a minority, a female, an Asian, a Hispanic, an African-American, you could score 31. There was a 3-point difference. Okay. Not only that, when you took your interview, you could get a score that was 2 points lower than a white male if you were a minority. So out of 100, you were allowed to get a 5-point lower score and be considered equal. Now, I went to a FBI agent class in 1991 that was diverse. In my class, Jeff, I won't say what year, but I had a member of the 86 New York Giants. I won't tell you what position, but an African-American guy. He was a solid guy, had a long career. We're still good friends. I was in a suite with two African-American guys and one Hispanic male. I didn't know that they had to score differently. They didn't know that I had to score differently. Now, two of the three had admirable careers. One failed out of the academy. But that was going on back in the 80s and 90s, and here we are now. We've demonized cops, we've demonized law enforcement, and basically what we said is now we want to attract a more diverse force, which is a good thing to do. But the way we're going to do it is not by providing everybody an equal opportunity, Jeff. It's providing everybody equal outcomes.
It's shameful on every single level, and it is, it's an absolute embarrassment. And you know what's going to happen to you. In fact, it's happening. As those videos were viewed by so many people, they said, well, see, those are the cops. These are how cops act. Not taking into account the lowered standards in Memphis, not taking into account this idea. I'm still floored by this, that you can get a like a get out of jail free card. You can have a doctor's note, if you will. Please excuse this applicant from his felony conviction and let him be a police officer. That's just bat crap crazy. That's so ridiculous that it's objectionable on every level. But every police officer now, almost 800,000 across America as we speak, every one of those men, every one of those women who goes out and does the right thing, now embarrassed by these morons in Memphis, but also under attack by people because of those actions. And it's one of the reasons that I think organizations like the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund are so vital, Jimmy, because there will be people who see the video and say, see, all cops are bad, and they're ready to go after any cop and every cop at any time. Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund stands up for good folks in bad positions. You're on the board of directors. You have been. And I want you to share with everybody what that's about and frankly, how we could help.
Jeff, appreciate it. People can either go to my Twitter feed at James A. Galliano, G-A-G-L-I-A-N-O. And that's not shilling for my Twitter feed. But I did post a police officer in California lost their life yesterday. They were gunned down, and it was a Hispanic police officer. And as you well know, Jeff, hadn't been a cop before. We don't have any hyphens. We're all cops. We bleed That's right. blue. I mean, it's just, yep. But this was a tragic case. The guy had a family, awful, awful situation. And the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is obviously looking to help this family out. People can go to policedefense.org, policedefense.org. Look, we don't defend every cop because, as we just discussed, there were five folks in Memphis who did not do the right thing. They tarnished the badge, and look, they're going to face the consequences, and they're going to go to jail for a long time, in my estimation. But the vast majority of cops that do the right thing or that have some type of tragedy befall them, the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, we do our best because we have very generous donors, and if you're interested in donating to a particular case, you have the opportunity to do that. Jeff, appreciate you so much. Appreciate your listeners. You always give me time to make that pitch there at the end. And I truly appreciate what you're doing, brother.
Absolutely. The same here, Jimmy. Happy birthday. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. You need to be aware of these standards in place in Memphis. You need to be aware of this one felony conviction mulligan rule that they've got. How crazy is that? I cannot believe it. Now, I understand not everybody has lived a squeaky clean life, right? Plenty of us were just downright chuckleheads as we were teenagers, especially, right? So are you going to keep somebody from being a police officer because when they were 16 years old, they were out in the park drinking beer? I would say no. Are you going to keep someone from becoming a police officer because at age 17, they were, I don't know, they were driving too fast? No. Are you going to keep someone who was 25 and held up a bank from being a cop? I would say yes. But apparently in Memphis, you've got a one felony mulligan. Good God, that's an invitation for the worst of the worst. I watch those videos. Anybody else get this sense? Cops especially, you watch that video. That didn't look at times like it was a police operation. It looked to me like it was a damn street fight. One police officer kicking this Tyre Nichols in the head. I'm sorry. It's not taught anywhere. It's not done. It just... God, it's wrong. Ugly and wrong. And it besmirches the reputation of every decent cop who goes out there every day. And by the way, you go out there to do the job, at some point, like it or not, you're going to get involved in a physical altercation. Some places it happens more often than others. Sometimes you can go a long stretch without it, but at some point it is going to happen. You need to be confident in your ability to defend yourself and others. You need to be confident that if you have to defend your life or the life of others, your command staff, your chief, your sheriff, your community will stand with you. Because the moment that you think, oh, I better not defend myself, I'm going to do something, and you won't be able to finish the damn sentence before somebody takes you out. So good cops have got to stand up and say as they look at this, sorry, just wrong. Just wrong. And we'd better examine hiring standards that say, we don't care if you are mature. We don't care if you have a felony conviction. We just need to put some people in uniform. We just need to give people some badges and arm them. Because we're trying to engage in equity. We're going to color coordinate the force. It's moronic. And as you can see, it's dangerous. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.